many people wonder, what happened? How did I get on this spiritual journey? And how did I experience samadhi? Samadhi is one of the highest states of consciousness that a human being can drop into. And truly, it wasn't something that I was actually looking for when it happened to me. It just happened because I was going through a very deep and painful time in my life. My dad killed himself, shot himself in the head on the golf course, like 3 or 4 in the morning, back in September 1993. And what happened after that was just a huge shock to my inner world, on such a deep level that I had no place to turn for salvation or peace or just clarity or just what happened, except for inside. I had to turn inside myself for answers. And so I went deep within, just asking a lot of questions about myself and life and relationships and what is God and what is this, what is life about? And I decided to go to India. That was the exploration. That's where it took me, and meditated for almost a year and a half, just sitting maybe up to sometimes 2 hours a day or more. When I look back, yeah, it was a lot more actually on some days. Just sitting and being and just experiencing the inner world. And just stopping everything, basically. That's what I was doing, just to capture what, you know, some inner peace, just some sort of healing force. And I was in India for, like, I don't know, 6 weeks, and then went back again, did more meditation. And what happened both trips to India was what I call a satori opening, where there's this experience of oneness with the God source, okay, where there's no more ego, there's no more separation, there's no more idea of a separate me, that who I am is one with God, that there is just oneness. And it was very powerful. It was a very amazing, miraculous time. Every moment was this unfolding, this magical experience. And then I went back to the Western world and tried to integrate money, relationships, career, whatnot, and found myself creating an identity, a separation from the God source, because everybody around me believed that they were separate. And to be connected and friends with these people, you had to believe in the same reality, had same agreements, that we're all separate from the God source. And that's why I went back the second time to India. So I was like, wait a minute, you know, this is not the most incredible divine experience to be playing this game that we're all separate. So I went back and meditated some more, and again it happened, where it just unfolded, this natural awakening of this realization. So it happens when we meditate. It just naturally happens when we drop away from the game, the playground of life, when we remove ourselves and go into solitude and just loving ourselves in that place, just relaxing into ourselves, just being curious. Not that there's a problem or anything, but there's just a willingness to find healing, to just relax into the healing source of our being. And luckily I had many spiritual teachers and masters and guides to help me to direct the mind back to the source of the mind, which is our spiritual nature. And so eventually, you know, with a lot of meditation practice, the mind drops. And that's what the invitation is for you, is to be this curious observer of your life and see how much you can just detach from everything, as well as be connected, to find that balance. you know, where you're not getting too hooked into the drama, where you're finding a sense of peacefulness and understanding that, you know, this is all a game, and that the spiritual being that I am decided to sign up for this game, to play this game. And if there's enough pain, enough suffering in your life, if you really open that door to whatever pain is actually inside of you right now, you're going to force yourself to find a higher spiritual light, a more conscious awareness that is closer to your highest self. Because that's just naturally what happens when we really allow ourselves to feel that pain. We just naturally expand into something that balances it out. And so, you know, whatever pain is in your life is the greatest blessing for you. It's the fuel. It's the fertilizer that's going to help you to get roots in your meditation practice, in your heart, in your soul, and to grow deeper inside. And, you know, samadhi is not something that you can, you know, reach for and push for either. It's something that happens through you, to you, through surrender, through just giving up this ego and everything, and just saying, okay, God is in charge, and I'm, you know, just an extension of that, and, you know, playing that side of the coin, playing that role. And then what happens is, you know, the will of the divine hands over the other side of the coin, saying, well, hey, now that you've surrendered, we're going to allow you to play that role as the hand that manifests, and you can create whatever you want. You can decide to manifest anything. And so what happened to me, there's so many different things that manifested, that so many stories that I could tell you that would just blow your mind. You probably wouldn't believe them. And, you know, it's just a matter of knowing that we're one, that we're one with everything. And in that oneness, we can create whatever we want. And maybe it's not what we want, but maybe what it's the universe wants. Maybe it's the same. Maybe our will is the will of the divine. Who knows? But all I know is that when you meditate and you really feel the pain that you're in, and you really drop into that place of just being with it and honoring that it is the most beautiful teacher pushing you to your highest spiritual opening, that this divine Satori Samadhi, this higher consciousness, will just naturally fall into your life. It's just grace. And so the reason why you may be still suffering and just challenged in life is because there's not this deep surrender, this honoring that you are a spiritual being, and that you do have a limited time here on earth to experience yourself as an unlimited being. And you do have supernatural powers. You can manifest anything that you want. You have the ability to create from thought to form. You have the ability to do anything, anything your mind can imagine. And that's because we are one with the universe. Our body is an extension of the universe. Okay? So, nobody can talk you into it. Nobody can, you know, force you on any level to believe anything. Okay? It's all through your own experience. It's through your own willingness to just play. And play as much as you can in the realm of meditation. Learn as much as you can about what it takes to bring your mind into the present moment, where you're just being in this divine experience of being here now, fully, you know, and you'll see that life is just incredibly rich, juicy, powerful, and magical, okay? And the spiritual energy that you are is the path to freedom, okay? So, yeah, be gentle with yourself on this journey, because the mind does tend to hammer on you And you tend to accept it sometimes, right? You tend to just say, well, I deserve that. You know, I wasn't such a good person, or maybe I do need to feel ashamed about that and bad about this, even though nobody's really saying that you should. There's something inside of you that may be hard on you, criticizing you. You know, saying you're not smart enough, rich enough, strong enough, beautiful enough, wise enough, whatever, not enough. So drop the not enoughness disease and just meditate on your wound and what's underneath the wound is the source of healing that wants to just bubble up and nourish you and help you to find this deep relaxation, just coming home to yourself. Okay? It's not necessarily always hard and not always easy, but it just depends on your approach, how you, your attitude is towards it. You know, it helps you to unfold in the most magical way that, that you probably wouldn't have imagined that was possible. Like, it's just the universe is designing itself through you. And it may seem totally imperfect and wrong and flawed and this is screwed up and whatever. But in the bigger picture, you take a step back from your whole life and you look at it all, it's all this divine play. It's this magical perfection. One scene leads to another, another person, another relationship, another encounter. They all weave together. So everything is perfect exactly as it is. Thank you for listening. Take care. Be well.